Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And make sure you like us and follow us on Facebook. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. So, again, I want to make sure, you know, I'm thrilled that we are getting Wichita schools are reopening. A lot of the surrounding area schools are reopening. I'm glad the kids are getting back to play sports. That's a good thing. But here's my question. If, you know, we're allowed to have fall sports back on, and if you can have in-person full contact football, why can't you have in-person band practice or in-person art class or in-person debate or, better yet, in-person learning? This is the thing I don't understand. The Wichita, you know, school district, the school board met, and they did a backpedal, and they said, okay, because of the protesting and because of pushback from citizens, they changed their minds because they obviously want to get reelected, and they decided, okay, we'll allow full contact football and other fall sports. Good for them. But they're still being cowards when it comes to in-person learning. I don't understand the logic. Explain this to me. The logic of allowing full contact football, but you can't have art class in person. You can't have debate class. You can't have in-person learning, but you can go all out and tackle. This is what I don't understand. I don't get the logic in this. And keep in mind, 239 scientists recently wrote to the World Health Organization. And now, granted, the World Health Organization is certainly not what it once was. But they recently wrote to them and said that airborne transmission of the novel coronavirus is, quote, not to be feared. It just requires adding some basic new strategies to our arsenal, in addition to hand washing and distancing and other measures in order to keep community spread to a minimum. But they highly recommended getting schools open and that they, quote, must do it. They said it's quite simple. The amount of virus that kids and adults are exposed to is a function of how many viral particulates are committed. And that they said you absolutely have to get kids back into the classroom. You know what their number one recommendation was? Stay home when you're sick. This isn't brain surgery here, folks. The best way to eliminate admissions is not to have six people in the school. I mean, it's not that hard. But at the same time, it is so bad to have kids remote learning when they don't need to. And it's hypocritical to have kids out there doing full tackle football, but they can't do in-person learning. That's what's asinine. That's what I don't understand. Once again, it's arbitrary, and once again, it's a double standard. These are the things that I don't understand. Why are we applying different standards to different circumstances? We're going to talk about in the next hour mask mandates. Set aside what you think about masks. We have to have the same standards, and we have to apply them universally. Coming up after the top of the hour, we'll talk with Sean Parnell. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.